Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
But I will say, we really wanted to do this interview.
Yeah.
Like, we are happy to be finally doing this.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Justine is keeping it clean. Like, you've always kept it clean. I can't keep saying it. I know you guys have heard it a lot. So it brings us to my next question. Do you guys get tired of doing interviews? Like, do the question. Do you guys feel pressure from that? And if you guys do, how do you manage and cope with that pressure?
So it was like a few days I went to see my mom and she's like raving about you. She was like, you really have to watch this guy's videos. Yeah, that's right. Actually how I like found out about you. My mom is like obsessed. She's gonna go crazy when she sees this. She loves you. She's like, he's such a ride or die.
She loves this question.
I do.
I'm sure she
do
does.
We have a lot of time? Like, can we make this
minutes? I'm gonna keep it short and sweet. The thing about Justine.
I'm really here with Justine and Caleb from Love Island. I feel like me reviewing Love Island from the UK. You guys are genuinely the best couple to ever come. Like, it's just genuinely speaking, both of you, Love Island history. I don't think there's any other couple that is better from how everything happened, how you guys met, and what we saw, what we maybe didn't see, how you guys have been since the show. Now, one of my questions that I wanted to ask you guys is, yes, you guys, you know, you feel so much love. Like, there is so much. I know you guys feel it. There's the J-Lib stands and everywhere. Do you guys feel pressure from that? And if you guys do, how do you manage and cope with that pressure?
I think the biggest thing for me, I don't know if I could speak for Caleb, but like the biggest pressure, like even though it is a lot of love and thankfully like very little negativity,
right.
The hardest part is kind of trying to share almost not every aspect, but a big part of our relationship with the public. So I think for me right now, like that's the biggest thing. Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree. Like, it is amazing to come out and have so much love and so many people supporting you. And really not much negativity at all. But, you know, because it's like a regular authentic relationship, it seems kind of like, where do we draw the line sometimes as far as just hanging out with each other and then sharing what we're doing?
That's the issue. How you can cope with that and the privacy and how you can retain that. But everybody wants to know every single little thing about you guys 24/7. Now, what would you say is probably like the most difficult thing about your journey on the show? In terms of Love Island, the concept, being on the show, the cameras, what would you say is the most difficult thing that you find hard or that you probably wouldn't want to do again?
I think one of the tougher things for me was the only people that I really got to interact with and get insight from and get advice from are the other people there in the villa. And, you know, typically you might rely on your friends or your parents or someone else you trust to kind of like work through difficult situations. But now you're dropped in here, you meet all these strangers, and you kind of have to like navigate dating in an oddly competitive world. But
interesting.
Yeah.
Mine would probably be like just being mic'd up all the time. Like if we had like maybe like a day off or something.
It's on you. You want to just take it off and relax.
Yeah. Just like cameras. Like we just maybe needed a day a week just to not be mic'd up or in front of the cameras. But I think that was definitely the hardest part.
You guys, I'm not sure about Caleb, but Justine, you mentioned that you watched Love Island UK, or you were a fan of it. So were there any islanders or seas like that you liked or that you would like to meet, or any islanders that you watched?
So many of them.
Top five islanders from the UK version that you liked.
Definitely Mike and Priscilla for sure.
Right.
I love Amber.
Right.
I'm obsessed with Luke and Shanice. Like, yeah. Obsessed with them.
They were, at the beginning, they didn't really get that, you know, reception, you could say, and everything changed for them. And now they were one of the best couples to come.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's so many of them. Like, I think I follow, like, all of them from every season.
Right, I've realized Mike, Priscilla, Yuande, Amber, they all follow you.
Yeah.
Kind of support, Leanne, that everybody from the UK over to the US is amazing. And the fact that we have, like, the first black couple to win this flipping show, I feel like is genuinely, like, you guys have broken barriers, like, just by being yourselves. Especially, Caleb, you had conversations about race and how people were portrayed and so forth. We don't see that in the UK. Like, we don't see that with our shows here, especially with Love Island UK. So to see all that was so refreshing and so different. And I can't keep saying it. I know you guys have heard it a lot. So it brings me to my next question. Do you guys get tired of doing interviews? Like, do the question. every day is like, how are you guys doing? How is Justine and Caleb? It's the same. I know it's work, but does it get exhausting? Low-key, I know it does.
Yeah, I mean, the interviews are kind of a lot, and we do all these interviews, and we've been doing quite a few Q&As, but I will say, we really wanted to do this interview.
Yeah.
Like, we are happy to be really doing this.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Justine is keeping it clean. Like, you've always kept it clean. I said that once, and I just can't.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems, too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Stop saying it. What I mean by that is I feel like both of you just were yourselves throughout. There was nothing forced. Nothing, yeah. Be this person, act this way. You both were just yourselves. And that is actually the winning formula, because Amber was the same way. She just was herself in the competition and she won that show. And then we have the same for you two as well. But like mentally speaking, is it like in terms of your mental health, do you guys, have you struggled in any way with winning the show or like being on the show? Or is it like any kind of aspect from that that you've like struggled with? Or are you guys like doing okay? Because it can
be a lot
in your face and you're like, okay, it's a switch.
Yeah, I feel as far as just like, that aspect coming out and just like having everybody like love on us, I feel like that's been amazing. That's been like part of the support system. I think for me, the biggest struggle is like adjusting to not seeing Caleb every day, and then trying to like, trying to figure out how to communicate on the outside and everything. So, but no, I think my mental health has been
amazing,
good for the most part.
Yeah, both of you are doing great. One thing, because with the UK, when the couples leave the show and so forth, the UK isn't that big as America. Like, it's not that massive. So when you guys go out there, there's a far more of a distance. So I believe you're based in LA, correct, Caleb?
Yeah.
And you're based where, Justine?
Jersey.
So it's not, okay, it's not that much. Like, I guess it's quite far for you guys, like 6-7 hours? Yeah.
No, it's like, it doesn't
literally
get any
further. So far.
If you were driving, it's probably like...
Ain't nobody drive from New Jersey to LA. People drive from New Jersey to LA?
No. Okay.
That'd be crazy.
So probably, 6-7 hour flight. But then you're looking at 3-hour time difference too. So
that's the issue. You guys have time.
Yeah, you're like 9-10 hours.
Are you guys coping with that well? Or did you guys realize that would be a major issue once you got out the show? Because you guys were always in the same environment and then bam, time difference.
I think, so I actually like really haven't been in LA, so I've been traveling, like spending time with family coming out of the show.
Right.
I do think that like we might have underestimated how challenging it would have been to not be around each other every day, especially after like basically living together. But I think this weekend specifically was very refreshing as far as like being reminded, oh, why, like, wow, this is how amazing things are, you know? And long as we can like keep these like little refreshing weekends here and there until we're able to be in the same city, we should be good.
You guys look good. You guys, today in the morning, you guys are looking fresh to death. So I think you mentioned as well, Justin, to me that your parents watched a video of mine or something like that. So how did your parents, what were they saying? I was like, that in itself.
So that's so crazy. I came out and I didn't know like anything. Like I didn't know any of the videos that were coming out, people that were supporting us. I knew nothing. So it was like a few days I went to see my mom and she's like raving about you. She was like, you really have to watch this guy's videos. Yeah. Okay. That's actually how I like found out about you. My mom is like obsessed. She's going to go crazy when she sees this. She loves you. She's like, he's such a ride or die. But yeah, that's literally, and then I like added you right away. I followed you. But yeah, so
I had no idea following me. I had like people tweeting saying, Justin, follow you. Wait, what? Let me just quickly, like, you know, congratulate you. That is a blessing that your mother actually takes the time.
Yeah, my mom loves her some you.
It reminds me of when I went. You what?
I'll say very similar. I was home the other day.
Really?
My little brother was watching like one of your videos, and my family started telling me like, yeah, like this guy, he's been doing like some really good reviews on the show. And then when we were on live the other day, I kept seeing your name everywhere.
That was crazy. I didn't expect that, guys. I'm so sorry.
No, that's fine.
I just didn't know you guys were live, and I typed it in, and I just saw everyone say Admiral Rod. I'm like, wait. Like, I don't know if I'm really, like, I was scared. So lucky that the live just messed up. Blessing.
Yeah, I was like, it's okay. It didn't work out anywhere. Yeah, Our connection was so bad.
It reminds me of when I first met you one day at an event. And she had an event going on, and somebody taps me on the back of the shoulder. I'm thinking, who is this? And I turn around, and it's Yuande's mother. And she's like to me, I'm Yuande's mom. And then I was like, damn, like, like, she was like, thank you so much for supporting my daughter. Like, yeah, I guess I don't realize that parents watch it as well. And that is amazing. And I feel like both of you two, like, I supported you from day one, Justine, when you came to the villa as an OG. I just feel like as a black woman, as the first black couple, you guys just have set a trend. You guys have broken barriers when it comes to that show. Because we don't see this in Love Island UK. So to see it over the pond, especially with the plight of what's going on in the US, the elections as well, everything is crazy. So just hats off to you guys. Like, I just can't.
Thank you.
Do you guys have any best moments from the show? Like a best moment from the show that just comes to mind, and you can't say meeting each other.
Helicopter.
Helicopter was super lit.
I was like, how did we get so lucky with this?
Yeah, that was helicopter day was lit. I think like
wasn't that scary though? Being on, I would be scared.
Oh man, I was scared. She was cool. Right. She was really smooth, but like, and she's scared to fly. But for some reason, the helicopter was better.
Yeah.
I was really like, hey man, this is kind of suspect right now, but it was fun still. Coming back from Casa Amor, because you really, the nerves of not knowing what's about to happen to you, like, are you about to come down there by yourself and your girl's up there standing with another guy or something like that? I mean, it's nerve-wracking. And right. To come down there and just see it was all good was like, just
that's some real nerve. That's make it or break it. Like, that's the
seriously, yeah. Because I mean, you're thinking, like, man, am I about to walk down in front of millions of people and just be totally wrong about my gut feeling? And you get down there, and I saw it myself, and I was just, ooh,
same. Yeah. I literally was telling him last night, I like had accepted going home. I was like, yep, I'm about to do this. He's gonna come down the ground. I was like, I should just pack right now, like, I'm ready. Like, I was content in that moment, but whoo. Look at God.
I just can't get it. There must be a lot of pressure, but you guys must be dealing with it so well. And that is what I feel like is great, because I feel like coming out of the show, your life has changed completely. Mm-hmm. And everything is different around you, especially with COVID and so forth. Are you guys dealing with lockdown well as well? How has COVID been for you guys?
Since being back?
Yeah, since being back. Like, is it just the same as prior? Even prior to Love Island, how were you guys like dealing with lockdown? Like, was everything fine for you guys?
No, I was like strictly like, I'm not going anywhere, I'm not doing nothing.
Right. One of those ones, but you were like, I ain't doing nothing.
I was one of those, yeah. Right. But good thing, because when they called me, they had to like test us and everything like that. So, but I got personally so used to being in that bubble that when I came back, like I had to like sometimes remind myself to grab my mask because I just forget. You know, we didn't have to think about that for a while. But yeah, we came back and it's like, oh, back to real life. Yeah. Like this is
a strange adjustment.
Yeah.
Like, we understand why, you know what I'm saying? We're totally on board to be complying with everything that's going on. But it is kind of strange or easy to forget. Like when you literally did not wear a mask, except when we were like entering or leaving the villa, it's easy to slip your mind.
Yeah, especially like I wasn't really going anywhere or traveling beforehand.
Yeah. Right.
But now it's like I want to travel to like see him and stuff. I'm like, ugh. COVID.
Yeah. You guys can do that, right? You can travel between states.
Yeah,
we can.
That's fine, because unfortunately my best friend passed and he's from LA, so I was trying my hardest to get out to LA, but I also have a Canadian passport as well, so I thought, you know what, let me try go through Toronto or Canada, but you have to 14 days or wait 14 days at Mexico City and then come. Like, it was just too much to like,
yeah, that's a lot.
So we had to go through a Zoom link funeral. Like, it was just so like a dystopia. Like, you feel weird just sitting and doing stuff like this as well. Like, it doesn't feel, it's like a new normal. You just have to adapt. You have
no.
I mean, the situation that you were just talking about, like when, like, I'm sorry to hear that. It's an unfortunate situation. And like things like that, we were completely separated from by being in there. So just coming back and just hearing people's stories and like seeing what's really going on in the world, we're like, dang, okay, maybe being in there for however many days we're in there wasn't that hard after all. You
right,
know,
it was just a different type of test.
Yeah,
it worked out well for you guys, clearly. I mean, you guys won the match, so. Kayla, what was it about Justine? What was it about Justine? I know this
no,
is a
very, I want to hear this.
This is a very repetitive question. What was that about Justine that you just, this is the one?
She loves this question.
I do.
I'm sure she
do
does.
We have a lot of time? Like, can we make this segment
I'm
10 minutes?
I'm going to keep it short and sweet. The thing about Justine was when I got in there and I started to get to know all of the girls, the thing that I was looking for was who can I pass time with? Like, who can I hang out with? Who can I?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I be with myself and her, or her and her friends, or her and my friends, you know, and I started to get that vibe from her very early. And that's obviously, there's a few other events in there that kind of steered that ship.
Right.
But that was the main thing, like someone I can just have conversation with and spend time with. That's a huge thing for me in a relationship.
And Justine, what about you? Let's flip the question.
There we go. She never gets asked this.
Wait, I answer this all the time. It was a physical attraction. I think from the moment he walked in, I was like looking at him. I was like, okay, he's fine. And then we had our first conversation. I was like, oh, and he can speak. So yeah, it was just like the full package for me.
I heard you saying that you might move to LA, Justine, or you're planning to do that.
Yeah, it's definitely a possibility.
The mindset. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is what I mean by pressure. People want you guys to move together. People want you guys. And I feel like you guys are just doing it at your own pace. And that is just the best thing. Nobody should tell you guys what to do. And it is what it is. I feel
like
that is
Caleb is big on that. He does not like being told what to do at all.
That's what he said. Speak on it. Like, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably been my biggest. I mean, there are a few challenges associated with leaving the show. Like, we have our own challenges we face as far as like, say, distance or communication, like through text or calling, which we didn't have to experience when we were in the villa. But having so many people opinionated about our relationship or what we do, or
I like to label that.
Yeah, or like, you know, if something happens, you know, people might overanalyze it. You know, I really do appreciate these so many people that supported our relationship, you know, and have like publicly supported it or voted for it when we were on the show. Like, that is beautiful and we appreciate that. But sometimes it does become a little bit of a struggle when so many people are, you know, emotionally attached to your relationship. And like, I'm a people pleaser. Like, I want to do what I want to do, but I also want to make people happy too. So it's kind of, it's a tough balance sometimes.
So then, Justine, are you the opposite then? Because are you somebody who likes to go with quick pace? Like, I don't know, like, how would you just like, because you said that Caleb is more tuned into that, so what would you say is your preference?
I'm definitely the opposite, but it's one of those things where I can't help it. Like, I'm just like that.
I feel like our method right now is she asks for the stars. Like, she asks for the stars, so I give her the moon, you know what I'm saying? We're not quite, you know, so she'll be like, can I see you in 3 days? I'd be like, can we
talk about five? You talk about moons and stars. This interview.
There's a lot of compromise for sure.
Would you do the show over again?
You answered this nicely.
I tell people.
It's an interesting question, yeah.
I would do it again, but I wouldn't do it a second time. So if I could go back in time knowing what I know now, I would go through the experience again. But I wouldn't go do season 3 or something like that, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Obviously. You got Justine, so there's no need.
Yeah, exactly, right? I'm saying I wouldn't go.
You're just thinking, what?
I wouldn't go, like, do it again a second time.
That's funny.
We don't regret how it went at all.
Yeah. Justine, you wouldn't do it again?
Literally same. I was like, oh, that's deep. I like that.
Right.
Just knowing how everything turned out, like, I'd live through that again. Even the downs, they're worth it.
I have like plans for like what you guys are doing next, like in the next couple of years. I know this question is so dumb, but like, where do you guys see yourself post the villa and stuff? Like, do you have somewhere you want to be in life?
Or married with babies. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
How many babies are we talking about?
Yeah, 17, of course.
Someone knows that 17, yeah, someone says 17, and then someone might just say 3, 4, a girl or a boy, and call it a day.
There you go. Now you're right on track right there.
Right, but she was 17, so.
Yeah.
I don't know where she's going to get 17.
I like a big family. I mean, you know that.
Yeah, true. Man, bro, we're figuring it out right now. We're figuring it out as we go. And
that's the best way to talk about that. Especially, no one saw COVID coming. No one saw this year coming.
Yeah.
No, I guess you guys didn't anticipate winning the show as well, but you know.
No, definitely not. I thought I was going to be there. I thought I was going to do a little 3-day stint, maybe make it a week.
3-day stint, I bet.
And then it just kind of, man, it just took off. It's been awesome, though.
Yeah.
Justine, you had a little bit of a rocky start. So, and then you just kind of flipped it and you just kind of like shattered anyone's expectations from the first day. And you just, again, you broke barriers. Like, both of you, like, I just can't keep saying it. Like, I stand you guys so much. You have my full support, especially on my
channel
as well. It will continue to ride that way. Hopefully you guys have many blessings, many opportunities in life.
I'm loving
the merchandise as well. So we'll happily promote that on the channel as well. Is that going well? Did you guys, like, Who thought of the merchandise? Whose idea was this? Was it yours?
It's going well, but I think there's a lot more left in the tank. But the time is not quite yet.
Wait, what are you guys doing with the 100K? I've just completely forgotten this because you guys get 100K, we get 50. Well, not we, but the Islanders here get 50K.
So that's right.
They split 50K there?
Right, yeah. So that's 25. Right, that's nothing. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's something.
Something, yeah, for sure. I didn't know that. Relax.
But as in, like, you guys get 50 each. Do you guys have plans for, like, what you guys would do with that?
So many things. I think we're both trying to just be adults about it. Save it.
Save, yeah.
Maybe use it to travel.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I would say the boring answer and truth is we're going to try to save it and make it last as long as possible. Mm-hmm. But I think also, you know, we might, you know, invest it in ourselves, possibly. So.
That's crazy.
In a responsible way.
Right. Property and is clever.
Yeah.
In a responsible way, maybe a little getaway to Santorini or something like that.
Oh, Greece.
Yeah. I'm about it.
Like, I'm so there. You guys are welcome. Whenever you guys are in London, let me know. Like, what?
We'll be out there.
Yes,
I've been wanting to go there, yeah. So we'll definitely hit you up.
Yeah, this interview's been amazing. Let me just do a quick Instagram because, like, I just can't believe. Look who I have.
We look so crazy right now.
I've got filters. Good. We're good. The filters.
Okay.
Don't worry, guys. But Justine's keeping it clean. Wow.
And thank you so much for writing for us.
Yeah, bro. Thank you.
Like, you're amazing.
No worries. Like, you guys, like, when I ride for somebody, like, I ride for them. And I could see genuinity within you guys weren't playing up to anything. You were yourselves throughout the entire show. And that is, again, the winning formula. And that, again, has worked. And I've seen this, reviewing the seasons back to back, Love Island, Australia, UK, now the US as well. Like, I could see that you guys were genuine. And I could see that both of you were just not really, like, looking to fake up to an image or whatever, or trying to rush things. You guys were like, we like each other. And we'll see where it goes from here. And we're just going to take it in our own right. And I feel like that is what you guys, look at you guys laughing and just a smile. It's so cute. Like, that is, when I ride for somebody, I ride for them 110%. You guys got merchandise out? Let me know. I'll promote it. You guys got merchandise out? I'll promote it. This, like, it will never end from my side because I can see that you guys are just being yourselves. And that in itself is very rare in this day and age, especially when it comes to shows like this. It's very rare. The conversations you guys were having were so, like, ridiculously special for so many people, for demographics, for people, they see this stuff and they want to emulate it. They want to, reiterate what they see online and what they see in YouTube, you know, to see the first black couple to win the show. I know you guys get asked this so many times in all your interviews about black couple winning the show and so forth, but it's just amazing. Like, it's just such a trendsetter for your own family, for guys, for girls. Just being the first black woman to, like, do this properly and take it into your stride, like, it's fucking amazing. Like, it's amazing, guys. You guys are amazing. You guys have created history in Love Island.
It's so crazy to think about.
Bro, I mean, I genuinely appreciate that.
Yeah.
And we appreciate the support. And, you know, it's kind of a stressful thing to go out there and put your life in front of the world. But to come back and see that people are, like, riding for us and supporting us, it means a lot, and, like, it helps us out a ton.
I can imagine, guys.
So we appreciate it.
I was scared coming out. I was like, do they like me?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you guys obviously won the show, so everybody liked
that. it's worked out pretty well for us.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You guys have proper, people are your stand. I've seen it online, the love you guys get. I don't think I've seen that for any other couple.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we're seeing that. It's so wild. Hopefully we'll see you soon.
Yeah,
travel out there. I'm trying to come through.
Yeah, if you're in London, let me know. If I'm in LA or New York, New Jersey, then I'll definitely let you guys come. I'm always in LA, so I'll definitely let you guys
go. Oh, bet. I'm trying to go back to London, man. I was out there for, like, a couple weeks last year. It was one of the coolest places I've ever been.
Oh, really? You've been to London? London's amazing.
Yeah.
The weather, not so much, but apart from that, it's a great
Real quick, when I was in London a year ago, that was the very first time I heard about Love Island.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I was out at a club, and
this was last year, 2019, or the year before?
2019, yeah, I was out. We were like, oh, you know, were you on Love Island or something like that? And that's the first time I learned about it. And crazy, full circle, what has happened
that's
since
crazy.
Then.
That's crazy. You're just hearing about it through word of mouth, and you know, you're winning the damn show.
That's
You just can't predict life. That's why you got to take it easily, because you don't know what's coming your way.
Yeah, day by day.
Damn. Was the process okay in terms of, like, the selection and the casting? Like, was that something that was easy for you? Or was it, like, a long situation?
It was really long, but part of it was also because, like, they had put it on hold, because we were supposed to film in May, and then they, like, put everything on hold, and then they got back in contact with us, like, months after that. But it was a really long process.
I came in, like, I got to Vegas at the same time as everybody else, that, like, as the originals, and then I came in on day 5, which felt like forever, and then really... grand scheme of things, day 5 is nothing. So it worked out very well.
That's a whole different environment, and you don't realize it until you're outside, and you have to adapt to this new environment.
Yeah.
Rather than this bubble that you were in and everything. But guys, thanks for the interview. Thanks for taking your time out. It's 8 a.m. in the morning. I don't know how you guys have the time to do this in the morning, because I'm not a morning person, so you will never catch me doing this in the morning. But thank you, guys.
I mean, that's why we look like this.
Yo, man, thanks
for having me. Great. Don't even try it. Try it. You guys are
thank
good.
You.
You look good, but thank you so much. And I'll catch you guys soon wherever.
All right.